It's 8:21 now, and former Senator Jim DeMint was quoted not that long ago saying that he had more influence now on public policy as president of the conservative think tank Heritage Foundation than he did as an individual senator. Senator DeMint is here with us this morning in the studio. So great to have you here with us.
Joan, it's great to be with you. And Mike, you too.
You look awesome.
He said that somewhat reluctantly. Yeah, I want that to be on the record.
Well, if anything, the Heritage Foundation agrees with you because you look fantastic. You look well rested.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, I really think the battle to save our country, which I really do think is what's at stake, is outside of Washington. And that's what I do, is travel around the country. I talk to people. Frankly, Americans are much more united than the politics would indicate. Politics tends to be polarizing, and Americans are pretty united around those core ideas that made this country great. And so I'm optimistic that if we can get the country engaged, that we can change Washington.
Is your sphere of influence now even greater than it was?
Yeah, it really is, because I think you can talk to people with a little more credibility and trust if you don't have a political label like a Republican or candidate or fundraising. And so we find around the country that people who are not necessarily Republicans or Democrats or consider themselves one label or another will talk to us about what they care about. And we're trying to connect the policy ideas that we think work for the country with what people really care about. And so it's different than the political idea of vote for me, and particularly federal politicians who are promising to solve all our problems. I think people are starting to realize that those one-size-fits-all solutions don't fit anybody.
Now, it is true that there may be a greater simplicity about things out in public than there is in Washington, which tends to complicate things pretty much. But on the other hand, we still have this republic, and we still have the government in which we operate. So how does the public influence Washington in a way that we end the gridlock and we make progress, even if it's incremental, at least progress every day, a step in the right direction, moving the right way?
Well, I think if we look to Washington to make that progress, we'll continue to make the same mistakes we've made in the past. It's not the way America was set up. That's what I wrote this book about that I hope we'll talk a little bit about, that America is always been built from the ground up. That's where our strength comes from. What Edmund Burke talks about, the little platoons of individuals, families, small businesses, churches, shops, small radio stations. But as we've shifted more towards a European model of top-down central control, America doesn't work as well, and you don't have opportunities spread across the country. You hear people in Washington talk about the 1% and the income gap. That's caused by big government. I can tell you from being in Congress, the House and the Senate for 14 years, that when the doors close and they start writing a bill, whether it be for health care or finances or housing, it's with the big guys.
What about all the money we spend, though, in wars that we're still looking at 10, 11, 12 years down the line, trying to figure out what, if anything, we've accomplished by being involved in those wars?
Yeah, well, I don't think it's been well spent. Not that we didn't have to take a position in Afghanistan when they basically launched the 9/11 attack on us. But wars quickly have, in the last couple of decades, become political. And instead of finishing and getting out, or we have not done it very well. And what we have done is allow these wars to drag out. And then suddenly the political pull just says, let's get out. And now I'm afraid that all the work, the blood, the sacrifice could be lost. But America needs to be strong, but we don't need to be meddling all over the world. We don't need to be intervening in every situation around the world. That's a balance that I know we're looking for in the conservative movement. We'll only have peace if we're strong as a country. And I know from literally dozens and dozens of foreign leaders who've come through Heritage over the last year, they keep telling us America has to lead or the whole world will become unstable.
Now, you've come across so nice in the few minutes we're talking right here. How could they call you the most hated man in Washington? How does that happen?
Well, you know, that's not altogether a bad thing to be hated
Tell
in
me
Washington.
Why.
Well, I tell you, the Washington is not adored across America, to say the very least. I think Congress has about a 10% approval rating.
That high?
And if if they can't control you in Washington, they're not going to like you. And I became convinced a number of years ago that if they like you in Washington, you're probably part of the problem. And I've been trying to change the status quo. just being a leader in the effort to get rid of earmarks, for instance. About half the lobbyists in Washington are here to get earmarks. So certainly they're not happy with me. And if you notice, the people who were quoted in the article that said I was the most hated, they were lobbyists. They were not members of Congress. They were not actual current staff members either.
Senator, in our last 30 seconds, you've written a new book, and it's, you know, going from hatred to love. It's falling in love with America again. Tell us about that.
It is. It's about, it really goes back to what Edmund Burke said. He said, our affection for the country begins with those little platoons in our lives. And if you think about your own life, the family, the friends around you, just your smaller community, when you are a part of that and you feel like they're a part of you, that's what makes you feel good about the bigger entity of our country. But if it's all top down, if it's all big utilities, big cell phone companies, big government, big banks, you don't feel the same affection. I'm just trying to remind America that our strength comes from the ground up. Let's stop looking to Washington to solve our problems.
Does this mean, by definition, that you fell out of love with America?
No, never fell out of love with American
ideas. Did you have an affair with another country?
No, but I know Americans have fallen out of love with those people they feel like are destroying the country. And when a one-size-fits-all solution is pushed on all of us, you and I could get along and disagree on a lot of things. But if someone walks in the room and says, you have to believe just like DeMint does, suddenly you don't like me and you don't like the person who said that.
Well, the book is called Falling in Love with America Again by former Senator Jim DeMint, who runs the Heritage Foundation right now. We're so delighted you took some time to join
us
in
studio.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Love your studio. Morning. Big windows. That's great.
The glass enclosed nerve center.
That's
what we call it.
Just as you say.
Good.